You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're talking about the unusual slash funny things that you can raise your hand and say, I am addicted to. And it could cover almost anything. I'll go first to show you what we're talking about. Because I have two things that I am currently addicted to. One is just iced tea, and it's become so strange. Primarily the Panera iced tea. When I'm out and about, I've got to have it. They've got this unlimited sip club thing or whatever, and it's just, I love iced tea, and I'm really hooked on it. And then the other thing that's weird is, and I know it's an old TV show, I'm sorry, it ended in the early 2000s, but I never, when it was on, originally watched Frasier, and now I have become addicted to that show to the point where it's become a routine in the evening. When I get done with all my work during the day and it's like 5:30, 6 o'clock, I invest 23 minutes into an episode of Frasier. And like I said, I've never seen them before, so they're all new to me. Mm-hmm. There's 264 of them, so I should be good for about a year.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salad and scrambled eggs.
I don't even understand that jingle.
What does it even mean?
I don't even understand it, but I can't help it.
That's good.
It's old hat for so many people, but yeah. Dom never saw it before.
He's hooked. He loves himself some Frasier, you guys.
Anyway, iced tea and Frasier, my two strange addictions.
Good,
you go now.
Good. I huff new clothes. I have some sort of weird quirk inside me. Whenever I get a new piece of clothing, I have to huff it. And it is kind of an ongoing joke. My family keeps an eye out for it. If I get a gift, you know, for Christmas or birthday, that's an article of clothing. Everybody just kind of waits until I huff it. And I just love the smell of fabric. It's the dyes. It's a newness. And I absolutely love the smell of the new fabric.
Perhaps a touch of the skin oils from all the various people who handled it
could be what that is. But I put it up to my face and I give it a good huff and I kind of dab it on my face. And that's how I seek approval from new clothing. And I've
so
done
you are
it
addicted
forever.
To new I've clothes smell. Some people like new car smell. You like new clothes.
I
smell.
Really, really love it. So that's what we're going for. It doesn't have to be all food related again.
No, like, you haven't even heard any food from us.
I wish it wasn't. Well, minus your iced tea.
That's not food.
Well, anything that you put in your mouth and consume.
Really?
Yes. We're
going to rule all of those out?
It's so like, I mix chips and my cottage cheese, and I put pickles on my peanut butter sandwich.
That's not weird. I don't want to do odd food combinations.
I'm addicted
to it. We're talking about addiction, meaning you can't go a day without doing something.
Here's one that came in on my Facebook. Amanda says, boys, I'm addicted to walking in wooded areas.
Yes.
And I spend time trying to find pine cones to stand on. If you find the perfectly suitable dry ones, it feels amazing to crunch them beneath my feet. I'm addicted. And I get that. Like, there's something about stepping on a very dry pine cone that is satisfying. So Amanda's going out, walking around, smashing pine cones, and she's addicted to it.
I will be walking in a wooded area today. I have never stood on a pine cone. You can bet your arse that today I'm going to try.
Close your eyes and step on a pine cone. I get what she's saying. There's something
I will check in tomorrow and let you know. What was her name?
Amanda.
Amanda, I'm going to try stepping on pine cones today.
Crunch them up, man. Addicted. All right.
What is your strange / unusual addiction?
I will take back my comment about no food, because a few of them have come in that are really good. I'll give you two real quick. Sorry, Jer, but I'm addicted to eating pasta straight from the strainer after it's gone cold and dry. That's Kyle. Makes me thirsty just reading that. And then I love Lorenza. She says, boys, I'm addicted to sugar, and I love drinking cans of condensed milk. Can you imagine getting home from the gym or work and cracking open a cold can of condensed milk?
The answer is no.
Thick.
I cannot.
Yuck.
Hey, you know, people are
I'm addicted. I just have to have my cans of milk.
Here comes Lola. Hello, Lola. What are you addicted to?
Good morning.
Let me try that again.
Good morning, Lola.
Let me try that again. Lola, what are you addicted to?
Good morning. I am addicted to Canada geese and their goslings. I have to see them every day. My whole and my entire phone gallery is filled of pictures and videos of the Canada geese.
That's strange, Lola.
It's actually kind of cool. They're cool.
How do you feel when you see the geese every day? Tell me how it
brings her joy.
Yeah, it does. It brings me joy because it brings me peace.
Peace.
And the other day, there was some young men golfing because it's on the golf course by where I live. And one of them went up with a golf club and started to bother the Canada geese.
And you ran out there.
Well, I waited and I talked to him because I am very close to the head of security here. And
goose security?
The head of security.
Do you also enjoy being goosed?
No. Well, now we're getting to another subject.
That's a different kind of goose.
You know, all the geese poop, is not fun, though.
Lola, I do have a serious question for you because I've heard this. I've heard the back and forth. Are you supposed to feed geese old bread? Is that good for them or bad?
No, bad.
Okay, so
don't give them bread.
Bread bad for geese.
Bad. Well, yeah, because it's unhealthy and it fills them up. It's kind of like crack to them.
Yeah, and you never know if a goose is trying to low carb or something. So
correct.
No, it's like crack.
It's like crack. Fresh bread is like crack for me too, Lola. So I get it.
With some butter.
But I am serious. So I went up. And so when this young man went over it with his golf club, and there was a family of five little goslings, like little yellow baby goslings.
Yes. Yeah.
I went over and I said to him, excuse me, but what are you doing over to that family? And he said, they invited me over to the party. And I thought I was going to.
Did you tase him?
What?
Did you tase him? You're head of security. Did you tase him?
Well, I'm.
Did you take him down and cuff him, hands behind his back?
Did you throw him on the ground and feed him bread?
I could because he was too underage. He's 14.
Lola, we're going to have to let you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we love you. Thank you for listening to the show.
Uh-huh.
I love you guys.
I love you more.
We love you back. We don't care.
Bye.
Who knows? Thank you, Lola.
Lola loves geese. Strange addiction.
Lola. Danielle, what are you addicted to?
Good morning. Fountain Mountain Dew.
It hits
only
different.
Only the fountain version.
It hits different, doesn't it?
I will seek out the best restaurant that has it. I will tell my husband we can't eat dinner at that place because they have Coke products.
who's got the best fountain Mountain Dew?
Santiago's drive-thru is pretty good.
Okay. How much Mountain Dew are you drinking?
Too much.
No, tell me.
Probably three or four big ones on a bad day when I'm. That's like my crack.
Three or four large fountain Mountain Dews per day.
There's like 900 grams of sugar in that, plus the caffeine.
What's wrong with you, Danielle?
Have you had a heart checkup in a while?
Yes, I'm worried about you.
Is your blood fluorescent green?
It might be.
Her pee sure
it just
is.
It brings me so much calmness and joy. It's so strange.
Well, Mountain Dew brings you calmness?
It's my zen.
I know, right?
I don't think you understand what's going on
here. She runs to the restaurant and then runs home, though.
No kidding. Oh, you're delightful. Go have a great day, okay?
Go brush your teeth.
Bye.
Thank you. Speaking of sodas, a couple of people have written in about Diet Dr. Pepper, and we just need to put it on the record that the Diet Dr. Pepper is the superior of all the diet choices.
It's solid.
It's the best of the diet sodas, anyway. Here comes Rose. Rose, what are you addicted to?
Okay, it's really weird, but I'm addicted to getting my fingers and then getting the hair on my head, and I'll just pull strand by strand and find the ones that have kinks in them, and then I'll pull them out.
You got the kink part, right?
I'm probably going to go bald.
You got the kink part, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go bald, but it's very satisfying to me. It drives my family crazy.
Pull those hairs out?
Yeah, the ones that have kinks in them.
You're addicted to pulling your hair out of your head.
Then what do you do with the hair? Tell me you save it in a jar.
No, I don't do that.
You eat it.
No.
I floss with it.
Should I try?
Yeah.
I mean, it's your hair. I could try to save it in a jar.
Because I've heard about people pulling their hair out and, like, eating it. It's like a TLC show.
Oh, now, wait a minute. There was a segment on the show many years ago, Rose, about people who would pull their own hair out and use it to floss their teeth. And the,
oh, no.
The now, wait a minute. The discussion was if it's somebody else's hair, gross. But if it's your own hair, so what?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I have no idea why I'm addicted to that, but it's what I do.
How long have you been pulling the hair out of your head?
Oh, for as long as I remember. I can remember doing it since I was in, like, middle school.
Are there any other situations where you like to have your hair pulled? I'm asking.
Maybe.
Dom was curious. Maybe.
Not pulled out.
Just tug slightly.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Rose.
Thanks, Rose.
This has been a joy to talk to you. You go have a fun day, okay?
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, Baldy. Thanks for being on the show. Here comes Aaron. Aaron, good morning.
Hi.
Hey. What's your strange addiction?
My strange addiction is watching and or listening to the Big Bang Theory TV show.
You know, I've never seen a single episode of that.
I haven't either.
It's so good. And I listen to it when I'm driving to work and when I'm driving home from work.
You just listen to it.
I have it on all the time. I just listen to it.
Really?
Because I've seen them all so many times that I know what happened. So I can just listen and laugh, and it's like the best thing in the whole world.
You still laugh at their jokes and all that.
Yes.
You've heard them a thousand times.
Yes. I got to share something with you and some other, besides you, Aaron, a few other people might find this interesting, but the science nerds like me. There was a piece that I read not long ago that was talking about people who watch the same movies and the same TV shows over and over again. And we all know this. Like, we have friends of ours who have seen every episode of Friends, you know, 50 times each, right? And so Aaron has seen every episode of Big Bang Theory over and over again. Well, the study said that the reason that's popular with people is because it provides a measure of control in a world that is out of control. So in other words, so much of what goes on in your life is out of your control. What the boss does, what your customers do, people on the highway, you know, other drivers. But when you watch a show that you've seen multiple times, you feel in control because you know how it's going to progress and how it's going to end. And they say that's why it's so attractive to people to watch them over and over again, because it gives them a measure of control.
That would make sense.
It does make sense.
That's super interesting.
Yeah.
That's super interesting.
Because we're weirdos to watch them. When I was a kid, I watched every episode of the original Star Trek series so many times, my parents used to yell at me. They'd say, damn it, you know, every line, you repeat it along with them. And maybe it was the control. I don't know. Hmm. Or I was just a weirdo. I don't know.
Maybe you were just a weirdo.
Should Jeremy and I watch Big Bang Theory? Because neither one of us has ever seen it.
I like Kaylee Cuoco.
Oh.
It's so good.
Is that her name?
It's so good. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you're the best.
Highly recommend.
Highly.
All right. Emphasis.
Highly.
Oh, you are charming. Go have a fun day, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
All right. Well, this is interesting. And we've got 10
so many
million text messages.
Kelly says, I'm addicted to chewing the inside of my mouth. I can bite little bits of my inside cheek off, and I love the feeling. Denise says, I'm addicted to buying 12 packs of croissants and eating them all over the course of 7 hours. The Costco ones are money.
Ashley says, I'm addicted to playing with tape and stickers. I just love the way it feels on my fingers.
Oh, yes.
See, I get that. I get that.
Jeff says, I'm addicted to making soft, weird noises in very quiet places. Especially in groups of people where it's hard to distinguish who's doing it.
Fantastic. Kristen says, I'm a 36-year-old mom addicted to Fortnite. I don't think you're alone.
Oh, yeah. Everybody
Jen says, I'm addicted to lotion.
I bet.
She says, I cannot go anywhere without it. It's the one thing I am known for. I can't touch paper or cardboard or anything of that texture after my hands are wet without putting lotion on first.
Yeah. Old lubed hands over there.
Okay, now, I wonder if this person, they did not, come on, people, sign your name if it's your first time to ever write to us. Put your first name. Is this person about to get me to read something that's actually nasty?
I don't know.
They said, I am addicted to plucking the floof out of my huskies. They hate it. I call it booping the floof because as I pluck it, I say boop, boop, boop.
Booping the floof.
I bet I just got lured into one of those Urban Dictionary things.
I think Josh did that last night with that girl he's seeing.
Yep, that's what I think just happened. Way to go. You sucked me in, people.